All right, welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend, to another episode. I'm doing this episode outdoors. As usual, if you're new to the podcast, I record most of these episodes outdoors. I invite you to follow me here on the podcast and listen to previous episodes. It's a beautiful morning here from Nafplio, Greece. I almost hesitated to say that for some crazy reason. But I am located in Nafplio, Greece. Okay, our dream location for my family. This has been a dream in the making for such a long time. We've been living here since 2020, actually. When the first pandemic hit, we moved to this beautiful location. This is a place where we used to come for holidays, and you know, we just fell in love with the place, and I'm happy to be living here and be part of this small community. It's a small town. Nafplio was the first capital of Greece. Actually, it's a lot of history here. I know this might sound to you like a travel podcast already, but I just like to give a little bit of a background of where I'm located, especially if I'm doing this podcast outdoors, right? So I'm here by the beach. Currently, I'm inside my car, actually, but I'm looking at the beach, a beautiful location. And, you know, it's a morning, October morning, really. Today, as I'm recording this, is the 19th. Thursday the 19th of 2023. And you know, I just like to give a little bit of background of where I'm at and what I'm doing. I tend to record as well this podcast episodes in the form of small snippets, like videos and photos, mainly photos and small videos, and I share them on Instagram so you can see the location. So I invite you to follow me there as well on Instagram. You will find the link in the description or in the show notes of the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel. I am a creative entrepreneur, and my background is as a composer. I compose music for TV and film. I'm in the music licensing business, meaning that I compose music for media. I compose music for podcasts, just like this one, by the way. And I use my own music on podcasts, on this podcast episodes. I use my own music on my YouTube videos. This is what I do. So that's like my day job, if you will. I still do this to this day, and I love to compose music for media. That's where it all began for me. From there, I started a YouTube channel called Stock Music Licensing, sharing my journey as a stay-at-home dad and how I got started in the music licensing business. And from there, I became an educator and someone who built a knowledge business, teaching what I know, which is music and music licensing, music production. From there, the birth of my new YouTube channel, which has my name, Daniel Carrizales, and you will find the link in the show notes, was the place where I'm teaching everything about online business and mindset, and how can someone start an online business without having any experience whatsoever. The Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast is a place as well where I share unique content, exclusive content here on the podcast, meaning that I don't share this podcast the content anywhere else. It's not on YouTube. It's not somewhere that you can find the transcript or something like that. This is unique content that I actually release here on the podcast. So every Friday, I release a unique exclusive content for the podcast. So that's why I want you to follow me here on the podcast and all other places where I actually release content, because I release unique content for each platform. So, but what I want to talk to you about here today on this episode is about how can someone start an online business, right? And again, when I'm talking about an online business here at this podcast, in this podcast episodes, I'm talking about a knowledge business. How can you become a coach? How can you become someone who can create online program, online courses, create a private community, and share your knowledge with the world? That type of online business. I'm not talking about here crypto. I'm not talking about e-commerce. I'm not talking about dropshipping. I'm not talking about any of those things, okay? Or Bitcoin or any type of other online businesses that they're out there, okay? I'm talking about a knowledge business, which means that you already have knowledge in a particular industry. You already have knowledge in something. It could be a hobby, right? You could have a hobby that you have enough knowledge that you could share that with the world. And that could become something, you know, that could become your online business, you know? And I know that for you, as you're listening to this, that could seem like far-fetched, or that could seem like something that is very, very hard. And that's the reason why I'm doing this episode, because I want to make sure that you understand exactly how you can create this from scratch, sharing my journey, how I learned how to do this without having any prior experience, because I was like you at one point. I had no idea what an online business was when it came down to sharing my knowledge. I had no idea about content creation, about email marketing, about landing pages, about funnels, about conversion rate. I mean, click-through rate. I mean, I could just carry on. I had no idea about what these terms meant, okay? And I want to get rid of the overwhelm for you, because there's a lot of misinformation out there in the online world, okay? And, you know, I want to make sure that I am as transparent as possible with you so you can get started right away, okay? And the first thing that you need to do in order to start your own online business is to have a mentor. This sounds like such a cliche, right? And I wanted to say something before that, actually. I mean, having a mentor is essential. You need to follow the footsteps of someone who has already done this, okay? This, if you want to learn something, you get a teacher. Okay, if you want to lose weight, you hire a personal trainer. I mean, you can do it on your own, right? You can probably follow some free YouTube videos online. Some people need more than just that. Some people need accountability. Some people need a step-by-step process. And most importantly, some people need to actually, have someone really take care of what they're actually doing at that moment, meaning that you need personalized coaching, all right? That's what I mean. That a personal coach could help you examine exactly where you're at this very moment and see your situation, your individual situation, because you're an individual, right? You have responsibilities. You're overwhelmed by life, by work, by family. Or you're just overwhelmed in general, okay? That's what we humans do. And, you know, when you get a mentor, when you get a coach, they can actually see what you're going through today and help you implement the tactics and strategies in order to start your own online business right now, based on your personal situation. However, you might not be there yet, okay? You're probably not in a place that you want to hire a coach and invest money and go all in, okay? And I completely understand that. But this is the best place to start, right? And if you're not there yet, then you go back to the idea of creating an online business. How did you came across this idea? How did that idea came to your head? Okay? Maybe I said that wrong, but how did you came up with this idea of building an online business? How you came up with this idea of earning money online? Where does this come from? Did you see someone else? Did you got inspired? Or probably you just need money, right? That's a motive that is fair enough to say, I want to build an online business and be able to live location free. Okay? When I got started, oh yes, of course, money was a big motivator for me. I was already doing music, though. That was my full-time job. I was earning money with that. But I had something that I was building on the side, which was my YouTube channel, sharing that journey as a composer living abroad. So I was creating content already. And at some point, this thing happened in my journey as a content creator, where I felt that I was letting my audience down. I wasn't offering anything beyond my YouTube videos. I didn't have an email list, even though I have a small list of small amount of subscribers to my YouTube channel, but they were not on my email list. And you know, if you're new to this, if you're new to online business, having an email list is a holy grail of an online business. So we need to start with an online business by thinking in terms of email list, in terms of customers, subscribers, not only on social media, not only on YouTube, but actually on an email list. And I have spoken about this on previous episodes, okay, the importance of email marketing and email having an email list, which is something that you're going to be doing once you start an online business. Now, there is so much to cover when it comes down to how can you start an online business, and that's why I invite you to listen to previous episodes of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. But when you start an online business, you need a mentor. If you're not ready to hire a mentor, if you're not ready to pay for a coaching program, which is one-on-one, ideally, then you go and try to follow the steps of other people. I always tell my clients and my customers, even people that have paid for my own coaching programs, okay? And I'm not trying to plug here my own services, but hey, if you're interested, you can go and check out my own coaching program, which I offer one-on-one. But what I want to, this is a shameless plug, actually. Okay, yeah, okay, it was a shameless plug. How about that? But when I hired a coach back in the day is something that I really helped me get my foot with the right start, right? Like I really started to see how someone else was building their business, but as well, how can they help me build my own business? But now that I am a coach myself, and when I help people, my clients, even those who have actually paid for my programs, I always ask them, how did you find me online, right? How the hell did you come across me? How did you pay for my own services, right? And the answer is through content. The answer is YouTube. I saw a YouTube video of yours and I subscribed and I started to follow you. Now, when I say these things to them, to people that have paid for my coaching programs, and I'm giving you here a free coaching session, by the way. When I say these kind of things to them, I say, like, when I ask them that, then they are getting already the answer on how to start an online business. Because the answer to starting an online business starts with content. Right, this podcast is a form of an online business, right? I'm creating content here. And even though this is something that I've been doing for years now, this is something that has to be carried on, okay? Meaning that this doesn't stop. Content creation is as well kind of like the holy grail of an online business. So there's many holy grails, by the way, when it comes down to the online business. But building an email list is one of them. Creating content is another one. I mean, you cannot build an email list unless you have content, okay? Because you need to build trust. How do you build trust? Well, you build trust by getting in front of people, right? And people getting to know you. This is what I'm doing here with this podcast episode. I'm actually giving you a quick introduction. If this is your first episode, by the way, you know, because I can't assume that you've been listening to all the other 102 episodes, I believe, that I've done so far as I'm recording this, you know. I can't assume that you have heard all of them. I can't assume that you've been following me from episode one. I can't assume that you've been following me from my stock music licensing years. That's how I got started with my first YouTube channel. And I still run that, you know? I mean, today I have two YouTube channels for two different industries, right? So I create content for music licensing. That's where I educate musicians and composers on how to do what I do as a composer. And then I have my second YouTube channel, which is my personal brand, which has my name. And there I teach everything about mindset, business, and lifestyle, which is the three pillars of my content, right? And that's where that lives. That's where I teach how can you build an online business the way I build my own online business, teaching what I know. Now, you don't have to be a musician in order to do this. You don't need to be a creative person or come from the creative industries whatsoever. You don't need to be a photographer or a painter or anything like that. But I'm just sharing my story because I want to make a connection with you. So if this is the first episode that you hear, then hopefully some things will stick and say like, hold on a second. This guy lives in Greece. Okay. And why he lives in his dream location. I'm not saying this to brag, but I'm just giving you information that I believe is important to you because I live here because of my online business, right? I live in a small community. I am recording this podcast episode from my car. I mean, I got tourists driving by because it's a beautiful location. It's a beautiful place to just stop by and stare at the scenery. Beautiful beach. I'm surrounded by mountains. And this type of information, it just gives you a little bit of, I guess, a spark, a little bit of curiosity, and at the same time, build that connection. I'm a real human being. I'm making a podcast from a car. I mean, I'm recording a podcast episode inside my car. I'm parked here looking at the beach. It looks like a fucking wallpaper, right? And excuse my French, but it's a beautiful location. And I don't take this for granted. And I don't say this to brag either. I'm just saying that the only reason why I live here is because I run an online business. I am able to live location free. And I love this place. I love this beautiful place, right? So this kind of small drips of information hopefully will make a connection with you and spark this curiosity to follow my content here and maybe go and check out my YouTube videos. So where I'm talking about this, about online business and how I create an online business, how I create content, right? And how I run this from home and how I've been doing this for years and how much I love to create content and teach, okay? So when it comes down to someone starting, you start by doing what I'm doing right now, creating content. That's the blueprint, right? Obviously, there's a lot that comes into play. Again, like I said, it's not just create content, put it out there, and then fingers crossed. It's not as simple as that. You know, I mean, if you've never done YouTube videos, for example, you need to learn about YouTube videos. You need to learn how to create videos. Now, can you learn very basic editing, like putting an intro and an outro to a small YouTube video teaching about, I don't know, how to play the guitar? Of course you can, man. Right? It's simple. It's not that hard. You know, but you need to know these things. You need to learn them. Can you record a podcast episode outdoors the way I'm doing it? Of course, absolutely. But you need to do it, right? How do you do that? I mean, even though there's cars passing by, the audio quality is quite high. And that's because I know what I'm doing. Okay? Again, not to sound arrogant, but you need to know certain things. Knowledge is what's going to give you the freedom and the power to build your online business. All right? But it all starts with that, with an idea. Ask yourself why you want to do this. And if the reason is money, fair point, but let's go deeper. Right? Because when I learned about online business, I was already creating content. I was already creating YouTube videos just because. I know it sounds stupid, but I was already making music and I was a full-time stay-at-home dad. And I had this thing on the side, which was YouTube. It was the perfect creative outlet for me. Did it consume most of my time when I was not making music and taking care of my daughter? Of course, absolutely. It was very time consuming. But I loved it. And then when I started to build that YouTube channel parallel to my music career as a composer, I realized I had something going on. And then I started to learn about online business. How can I teach what I know, which is, in this case, music licensing, right? And I saw what others were doing in different industries. And it was like just stepping into this matrix, like, right, like just taking some pill and seeing the whole matrix right in front of me. It's like, wow. So people are releasing YouTube videos. They are building an email list. And then they're offering their online courses, online programs, and coaching services in the back end. That's it. That's the blueprint for online business. It sounds simple, I know. But that's it. So it's number one, creating content. For me, it was YouTube. And this is what I teach. I don't teach anything else. I teach create YouTube videos. Create a podcast as well, right? Build a website, of course. But you're going to need to release content, right? Write emails. I mean, there's so much. Again, I don't want to overwhelm you, but there's certain things that need to be in place first, okay? And you can start right now by just following the blueprint of just starting to create content. Get a mentor. If you're not ready to invest in a mentor, then follow a mentor. Follow and see what they're doing. See how they release content. I mean, you can follow me here. See how I release this podcast episodes. Right? There's a reason why I like to do them outdoors, because I want to break that myth that you need an acoustically treated room like Joe Rogan, right, to create a podcast episode. Or that you need to have this fancy studio with this expensive microphone that everybody else has that you see online, right? In order to become a podcaster, you don't. Right? Listen, I'm recording this with a handy recorder, which is it's a professional piece of equipment. Okay, it goes for like This one goes for like 200, between 200 and 300 quid or US dollars, roughly. And if you're curious, it's a handy recorder by Zoom, and it's an H4N handy recorder. This is one of the first generations, by the way. This is like the old one from 2005 or 7, maybe. Nowadays, you can get the updated version. This one has been discontinued. But it's a professional piece of equipment that I can just hold in my hand. It has a microphone, and I just record. I'm recording like top-notch, you know, CD quality. I don't want to bore you with all the specifications of audio quality, what it is, but just so you have an idea, right? CDs don't exist anymore, right? They've been discontinued, but it's top-notch quality. Obviously, you're listening to an MP3 version of it, but the source is high quality, and you can listen to everything. You can listen to the cars passing by in high quality, You can listen to the noises around. I mean, it's windy. That's the reason why I'm here inside my car, because it's very windy. So if I take the microphone outside, you can probably listen to the wind. Well, I have a windshield, so it does a job of keeping the wind outside, but you can listen to certain elements. Actually, if I take the windshield, you can probably listen it better. Right? This is turning into, forgive me for that, but this is turning into a podcast episode of how to create a podcast episode. It's coming, by the way. There's so many moving parts when it comes down to creating an online business, but I want to break the mold. Okay. And I want to show you how you can do this again without the overwhelm, because it's very overwhelming. Right. But it all starts with content, following a mentor, hiring a mentor, creating content immediately. I mean, you can stop this podcast episode and start creating content right now. YouTube is free. Okay. You can just start creating YouTube videos about whatever you're passionate about. I'm passionate about marketing. I'm passionate about mindset. I'm passionate about personal development. I'm passionate about online business. So I have a place for that, like a YouTube channel where all of that lives. All right. And yes, this is a way of marketing myself. This is a way of building my personal brand. Right. And the Creative Entrepreneurs is all about this. Again, the three pillars: mindset, business, and lifestyle. This is what I'm passionate about. But hey, my background is as a musician, a composer. So I have a place for that as well. And I'm a multi-creative person, I guess. Like, I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur, if you will, because I have managed to create something, a business around everything that I am passionate about. I mean, you saw how I'm teaching you, or you didn't see because you're not here, but you heard me explaining a little bit of how I create these podcast episodes and how you can do the same thing. So hopefully that will inspire you to do something in your own way and say, like, hey, hold on a second. I don't need to have a professional studio, an acoustically treated studio. I can just do it with a microphone, like a handy recorder, like Daniel is doing it over there in Greece, inside his car. And the sound is top notch, right? So trying to get rid of excuses, like, hey, if you live in a place where, you know, you don't have where to record your podcast episode, just get a handy recorder, get inside your car, go and park somewhere, right? Yeah, you know, if there's noises around, they're going to leak in. But, you know, there's no excuses nowadays. You can create content from anywhere. The same goes with video. You can create videos in many, many ways. You don't need special lights. You don't need anything, man, you know. And that's how you get started. When you want to build a business, the same thing. Follow a mentor. Hire a mentor if you can afford it, if you're all in. But the blueprint is to create content and start sharing your knowledge with others. The way I'm doing it here, you saw how random the knowledge that I'm sharing here with you is. You see what I mean? Like, I'm teaching you or sharing with you the knowledge that I have about online business, but at the same time about how I create content for this podcast. And I can go in that way. I can go down that road and say, let's talk about how I create content in podcasting for this podcast. But, you know, there's so much to cover that I want to keep it focused here. When it comes down to online business. So really, this is what it is. And it's just as simple as that. Create content, have an email list, okay, that you build by releasing content, and then you have an offer at the back end of your email list, of your email marketing campaigns. Now, if you want to see this in action, all you have to do is subscribe to Forward Friday, all right? If you subscribe to my newsletter, which is called Forward Friday, then what you're going to get is just, not only are you going to become part of my email list, and hopefully you want to do it because you want to follow me there, right? You resonate with this message and you say, hey, I want to follow Daniel more. I want to learn more about how he has created his own online business, right? Maybe I can do the same thing. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you are one of the musicians that is following me from Stock Music Licensing, from that camp. I got plenty of those. Okay, and if you're following me here, you have, migrated, if you will, or if you have come to this side of my world of content creation, I salute you and I respect you, because I have a few of them. You know, I have already built an audience online, which are all musicians and composers, and they want to learn. You know, if you're one of them, you know, I salute you and I respect you, and you know, thank you for following me here as well. All right, but there's many things that need to happen. Before you make a sale, there's many things that need to happen before you actually start earning money online. And that thing that needs to be addressed, as always, like the way I always begin my, not only my coaching programs with clients, but with everything, even with content here, it's mindset. What is your mindset? Where you're at? You know, because if you believe that it's not going to work for you, then we need to address that right away. If you don't believe that you're qualified to teach what you know, then we need to start there. If you feel that you suffer from imposter syndrome, then we need to start there. If you feel that this is not going to be something that is possible for you for whatever the reasons, and you think that this only works for a handful of people, then we need to start there. This is all mindset, man. And that's why I focus a lot on those things in the beginning. Let's see where you're at first, and let's really target that. And then we can start. If you feel shy in front of a camera because you suffer from insecurities, like you're going to be judged by others, or, you know, family members, friends, like who is, you know, Daniel to talk about now this online, you know? We need to get rid of that. And you get rid of that by doing. But you get rid of that as well by acknowledging that everybody feels like that. But you have to build a skin for it and say, hey, you know, it is possible for me to release content on YouTube. It is possible to release a podcast episodes on a regular basis to share my knowledge with others. It is possible that I can put myself out there and say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I have my day job. I'm doing this thing, but I'm building this thing on the side, you know, without feeling ashamed. And if people make fun of you or people say, like, who are you to start talking about this and start to teach about that? Who are you to start charging for your knowledge? Who are you to start building a brand around the industry that you're passionate about, around your hobby? Okay, because if you play the piano, you play the drums or the guitar, and you want to teach that online, right? You're probably not a teacher, but I have a few who are actually teachers in person, and they want to learn how to do that online. Okay, but even if you're not an in-person teacher, you can still do it online. And actually, I recommend that you actually do it online because it's so much bigger potential for success in terms of income. Because if you just one-on-one, you know, it's very limited, right? But all you have to do is first start with the content. It all starts with the content. I get a lot of my clients get overwhelmed by the amount of effort that goes into it, creating like podcast episodes. And this is what I'm doing here. I'm just grabbing a microphone and just talking and sharing. This is just, I have an idea what I want to share with you, and I just get in flow state. All right. Today was a day that I was not going to make this podcast episode, by the way. I want to share something with you very quickly. I've been very busy lately. Stuff happening at home. I just felt like, oh my God, it's Thursday. I haven't recorded a podcast episode for this week. And I said, like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. But I haven't missed. Okay, I haven't missed in 2 years, not even a single time. Every single Friday, I release a new podcast episode. But I said, like, it's not going to happen this week. I think that I'm. This is going to be the first Friday that I'm not going to be able to release a podcast. I'm going to have to skip one. But I didn't. And the reason why I do this is because I do what I preach. And I walk the talk. Is that how you say it? Walk the talk? Anyways, whatever I preach and whatever I coach is what I do. And I said, like, you know what? I'm just going to do my thing. I'm going to grab the microphone, the handy recorder, and I'm going to go to my spot, to record this podcast episode and just deliver it to you. Because this is what I said. I said yes to this a long time ago, right? I committed myself to doing this. So I have to be full in. And, you know, life is going to happen. But yeah, it is hard. That's what I want to say. So when I have clients saying to me, like, hey, it's hard to release content, I'm with you 100%, you know? But you need to say yes to something and commit to it long term. Things are hard. Creating an online business is hard as well. Now, I'm not saying this to be a pessimistic because I am famous for being positive and inspirational. But when I see content out there that people say, like, hey, you can build an online business by spending only 30 minutes a day, that's bullshit. It doesn't exist. 30 minutes a day doing anything, it's just not going to work. If you wanted to learn a foreign language right now, and I told you that you can do it by just spending 30 minutes a day, you know it's going to take a long time, okay? And you know that you're going to have to do more than just 30 minutes a day. You're going to have to immerse yourself in the language that you want to learn. Watch films, watch documentaries, listen to people talking in that foreign language. I mean, you're going to have to be fully committed. I mean, you could go and study 30 minutes a day, but if the rest of the time you're not really doing something else, you can forget about it, man. Nothing gets done 30 minutes a day, absolutely anything. So I see a lot of content about, you know, build an online business by doing less, by working less, by doing it only 30 minutes a day. And I'm here to tell you that it's not necessarily like that. It takes a lot of work. And if you have a day job, you have family, and you feel like overwhelmed, you should. But that doesn't mean that it's not possible. That doesn't mean that you cannot make it happen. Now, I'm not saying here that you have to sacrifice your sleep or quit your day job or get a divorce in order to build your online business. I'm just saying that you can do it a smarter way. There's a better way to do things. You can do it on the side. You can do it in your own time. But you need to have a passion for it. You need to have the motivation. The motives have to be deeper than just money. Because if you have your day job, then there's no real motivation. You always have the bills paid because you already have a day job, right? And the person that's unemployed, that have no money whatsoever coming in next month, that person is more driven than you, right? That's what I want to say, okay? So you have to have a deeper meaning to building an online business, and you have to have a passion for it. You have to be like literally consumed by it, like this new hobby. Like if you have never played an instrument before and you wanted to start playing an instrument right now, like the guitar or whatever, you will be consumed by it. You will be like, you know, buying magazines or going to websites on how to play the guitar. You will be checking out, you know, tutorials and videos. You will just be consumed by it. You might have a guitar teacher that will teach you how to play the guitar and say, hey, practice 30 minutes a day. But the other time that you're not practicing, you will be really excited about what else can you do. You know, you will probably want to practice more than 30 minutes a day, by the way. That's my point. The same goes with anything else. All right. You need to put in the commitment. You need to do the work. You need to create the content. You need to be committed to something. You need to be committed to yourself first before you commit to help others. That's my point. So if you have doubts about it, if you feel overwhelmed about it, then you need to address your mindset. You need to address why you want to do this. You know, there are footsteps that people have left behind that I have followed from my mentors. And now I'm here rubbing shoulders with my mentors teaching about this. Okay, because I have something to say. I have built a successful online business teaching what I know, and I can teach now how to do it my way. Same blueprint, okay? The same blueprint is, what I mean by that is like this content, is regular content, building an email list so you can have your audience, okay? And then you have an offer of your services or courses. I mean, I even plug my coaching program here on this episode without even planning. But hey, if you want to learn about this, this is where I do, right? This is free content. This costs nothing for me to make, okay? And it costs nothing for you to listen to this podcast episode. You can go to my website. You can go to my YouTube channel. You can just consume all the content for free. And if you don't buy anything from me, I'm absolutely fine with that, okay? But some of you are really interested in this, and some of you are going to sign up. Some of you are going to go and follow my courses and going to follow my coaching programs and everything, all right? But my job here is not to focus on that. I'm not here like, I'm going to create content so I can get another client, right? Or the same way when I do the music, I'm going to compose another music track so I can make more money with my music. I mean, even though that's the end game, I just make music because I love music, man, right? Art is made just because, you know? That's how we create art. And even though we want to create businesses and we want to build profit, I want to do it because I love it. I want to do it because I want to work, right? I love to work on my business. I love to create this content. I love to record this podcast episode. Even though I wasn't going to make it today, I wasn't going to make this podcast because life is happening as we speak, I already feel better by just recording this. As I am recording these words here on this handy recorder, I already feel better. Because I am making myself useful. I'm making myself productive. And most importantly, I said yes to this, to creating content. I said yes. So I was going to feel very bad if I didn't record this podcast episode. So my reasons are, in a way, I'm being very selfish because this is for me. I mean, it's for you, but I said yes to myself. So if I don't release it tomorrow, I'm letting myself down. You see what I mean? And like one of my mentors said, entrepreneurship is the best personal development program. Okay? Entrepreneurship is the best personal development program because it will force you to do things, to grow. It will force you to come face to face with all of your insecurities, your doubts, your fears, You know, you will be able to make it. Like today, this podcast episode was not going to happen. And the only reason why it's happening is because I've been doing this for so long, man. Like I push myself, not in a bad way. I don't want to come across as a workaholic. I want to come across as someone who is committed, okay? Someone who is committed to my word, to my values. This is important to me, so hopefully it will be important to you. If it's not important to me, why the hell would you care about this podcast episode? That's my point, right? To me, it's very important. So it has to start there. If not, then it won't be important to you. I'm going to be talking more about this, my friend, especially try to put my stamp in the online world saying that it's not about working less. Building an online business is not about working less. I get the message, and I've spoken about this before. I get the marketing messages like, hey, you know, get a six-pack by only working out 5 minutes in a month, right? I get that marketing. You know, this is, you know, across multiple industries. Learn how to do this by only lifting one finger. It doesn't work like that. I mean, I know you're smarter than that. I don't want to be a pessimistic either and say, hey, it's going to be very hard and you're going to suffer. But I want you to meet me halfway and understand that it's going to take commitment. It's going to take commitment on your part. And if you want to have a six-pack, if you want to learn a language, you want to learn how to play an instrument, it's the same effort that you will have to put in order to learn how to build an online business. And I'm hoping that you're going to get excited about it, the same way that I got excited about learning about email marketing. I mean, I did get excited about it, you know? I swear to God. I was excited about the fact that I could build an online business because I already had a YouTube channel. I was already creating content, so I was a little bit ahead. I was a little bit ahead of my game. I was like, I already have a YouTube channel. I'm learning about email marketing. Now I can offer to my audience like an ebook. Let me build an email list. I don't know about email lists. Let me start writing emails now, right? I don't know what an online course is. I mean, I knew, but I didn't know how to create one. I learned how to create an online course, and I start selling my online course. Right? We all start from zero, man. But I was excited. I was delighted. The launch of my first online course, it changed my life. You know, 5 days. I mean, I launched my course in 5 days. That was a week. Little less than a week. And it changed everything. That's when I was baptized as an entrepreneur in that week. Just launching my first online course. Made $5,000, man. You know, I know it doesn't seem like a lot of money in the online world. But it was a complete success. My conversion was like through the roof, you know, and thanks to my mentor, he, you know, I got some mentoring, right? And I knew what I needed to hit, the numbers that I needed to hit. And even though I was focusing on that, I was more focused on like make sure that the course was as good as it can possibly be, you know? And I was so excited to just do it. You know? The money became secondary. Obviously, I was happy to make the money, but the reasons were deeper than just making money, you know? If I want to make money, just go and get a job and that's it, man, you know? There's many ways to make money. I choose to build an online business in order to make money, right? But the reasons are deeper than just that. And it's not about me doing less. It's about me providing more value. And how can I work to build something that is just bigger than what I'm doing right now, right? I play music. So if I play music, and music is part of my job, by the way, I don't go forward and say, I wish I could play less music because music is my job. It's work, right? The same is with doing podcasts and creating content. It's part of my job. I don't go and say like, I wish I recorded less podcast episodes. I wish I did less YouTube videos. I mean, I love to do YouTube videos. I love to record this podcast episode. I don't go around wishing in my head that I could do less of this. Right? I want to do them, man. Anyways, I hope this podcast episode finds you well, my friend. Don't forget to follow me. Thank you so much for all the love and support. And I'll see you in another episode, my friend.